Hello, I'm Nancy Giles, and this is 5 Days in July. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the 1967 riots in Newark, New Jersey. Today we will hear an original radio play by Tracy Scott Wilson. Later, a distinguished panel of scholars will join us to discuss the significance of the events. The unrest in Newark began on July 12, 1967. When musician and cab driver John W. Smith was arrested for a minor traffic violation. Police brutality was a part of everyday life for African Americans living in Newark's Central Ward, and Smith's mistreatment pushed many Newark residents over the edge. Listen as we take you back to the summer of 1967.
This is WNJR, 1430 on your dial. And now we return to the Jimmy the Jock Show, from Newark's number one soul station, WNJR.
Baby, it's me again, Jimmy the Jock, coming to you live, and this ain't no jive. We're gonna rock it, sock it, and knock it all night long. So sit back and relax, and let Jimmy make you shimmy. Here we go with the Queen of Soul. Yeah, you know it, Aretha, with respect.
What's your name? Turn that music down.
What's your name, boy?
What did I do?
Let me see some ID.
John W. Smith. How long you been driving this cab?
Officer, what is the problem? What did I do?
You know what you did, boy. Get out of the car.
I don't know.
You popped the intersection.
You weren't moving. I made a normal pass around.
No.
Get out of the car, boy, now.
Hey there, soul brothers and sisters. You digging it? I know you are, because you are with the soul master, the blaster, the brother who puts the dip in your hip and the groove in your move. Are you enjoying yourselves this July 12th? It's hot, hot, hot. But don't worry, baby, because you're with Jimmy, and Jimmy will make you shimmy.
Ooh, every day there's something new.
What's the matter? I do it all the time.
Well, you can't do that with me.
I don't care.
What? What'd you say?
Go ahead and do what you want to do. What's the ticket for? $5?
Hey, what are you, a wise guy? You're under arrest. Get out of the cab. You went back. Get the hell out of the cab. Get another taxi.
I didn't do anything. What are you... No!
You want to be a smartass now, boy? Huh?
Cab 42, what's your location? 42. John, are you there?
You're such a smart ass now, are you, huh? Huh?
Oh, God. Don't let up on him.
Hell no, this baby is mine.
Hey, listen up, brothers and sisters. The Black Power Conference is coming to Newark. Next week, some smart, fine brothers and sisters will be meeting, greeting, and bringing harmony in the midst of this insanity. Come to the Black Power Conference next week, the 20th to the 24th. Let's unite and help the fight.
I don't care about your past.
Cab 142 here.
Go ahead, 142.
Did you hear about Smith getting nailed by the pigs?
John?
Yeah, that's him, John Smith.
I know him. Is he dead? Did they kill him?
Cora, Bob Curvin here.
What are they doing now?
He's not there now.
They dragged him inside.
Hello?
Yeah, I live in the Hayes Project.
I'm going over there.
Wait for me.
Can I help you?
Yeah. I live at the Hayes Project right across from the 4th Precinct, and we just saw the police beating his brother all up and down the street.
When did this happen? What is your name?
Forget my name, man. Y'all better come quick.
Come on now, I'm going.
All right, I'm coming.
Hello?
Nurse, can you help me, nurse?
Just a minute. Someone will be with you in a minute.
Paging Dr. Collins to emergency.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
The doctor will be with you in a moment. Where does it hurt?
All over.
All right, all right. We have to get some x-rays.
Can you bring me some ice or something?
I'm taking care of it. I need to know how you got your injuries.
Ask the police over there.
Can't you tell me?
Ask them. Ask them why they beat my black ass half to death.
Show us Smith! Show us Smith! Show us Smith!
My name is Bob Kermit from Cork. Now, I know y'all are mad, and I'm mad too. But I want y'all to know that Smith is all right. He's been sent to the hospital.
He's dead.
He's not dead. Smith is not dead. Listen. Listen to me. The police are conducting a war against us. They are sadists. We are going to protest this corruption, but listen. It's got to be peaceful. So put that, come on, brothers. Put that stuff down. Put that brick down. This is going to be militant, but it's going to be peaceful. Peaceful. Now we're going to line up over here, and I want everybody. Smith is all right. He's been sent to the hospital. Now listen. No. Listen here. Got to be nonviolent.
Get back.
No. Wait, brothers and sisters.
Look out.
Listen to me.
Look out.
77 WABC.
Jeff Martin here with the news. It is Thursday, July 13th, 9 a.m. Bands of Negroes went through a heavily Negro neighborhood in South Newark last night and early today, smashing windows and looting stores. Stones struck several policemen. Mayor Adonizio is calling the riot an isolated incident that has no significance as far as relating to any other problem.
Mr. Mayor, can you comment on the frustration some black leaders say they have with your administration?
I would like to point out that I have constantly met with citizens groups, with individual citizens, over a period of 5 years. My door has been constantly open. There isn't one person or group in this city that can ever say that they asked to see me where they were refused. We have constantly followed that policy through for 5 years and hope to continue it in the future.
Stop police brutality!
Hi. Tim Andrews with WBAI. It's 99.5 FM New York. Can I ask you a few questions? Are you in charge?
I guess so.
Okay, I'm ready. Interview with James Kennedy outside of City Hall. Mr. Kennedy, I understand there's to be a rally in front of the 4th Precinct tonight.
Will it be peaceful? I hope so.
You don't know?
We plan on being peaceful, but you have to ask the police if they plan on being peaceful as well. I doubt it.
Yes, it's me, baby. I'm back. I know you miss me, but do not fret and do not fear, because Jimmy the Jock is here to put some spice in your Thursday night. So put away those boxing gloves, brothers and sisters, and put on your dancing shoes, all right? I say put down those boxing gloves, because all this fussing and fighting won't get us nowhere but dead or in prison. Just listen to Jimmy and relax, because Jimmy got the soul hits that will put a smile on your face and everything in its place.
Every town I go in, there's a street named for the street. Funky, funky Broadway. Down on Broadway.
So you're just going to tell me what happened in your own words. You ever been on the radio before?
No.
Well, there's nothing to be nervous about.
I'm not nervous at all.
Are we ready? Okay. I'm here with Officer Vito Pontrelli. Mr. Pontrelli arrested cab driver John Smith last night. Officer, can you tell us what happened? Was there police brutality?
No, absolutely not. My partner told Smith he was under arrest, and his reaction to that was opening the cab door, hitting DeSimone in the chest. Well, Smith punched DeSimone in the face. I got out of the car and we struggled with Smith and finally got him into the back of our patrol car. And Smith and my partner were fighting almost all the way down South 10th Street to the precinct. We did nothing wrong.
I'm Tim Andrews. I'm reporting from the Hayes Project on 4th Street in Newark, New Jersey. The Hayes Projects are right across the street from the police station, where a riot occurred last night, destroying several stores. Right now, there are about 100 people gathered around waiting for the protest to begin. Hi. Listen, can I speak to you for a minute?
Yeah. Where you from?
WBAI.
I ain't never heard of that.
You know Jimmy the Jump?
Well, I've heard of him, but I don't know him. Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
What are conditions like here?
Where we living now, there are rats as big as cats. Yeah. Roaches. But what else can you do if you don't have money to live some other place?
They talking at the police station.
We're making some very important announcements.
They ain't saying nothing anyway.
The mayor has been meeting
all the businesses, small and large, that we go in, is owned by whites.
Mm-hmm.
And now they talking about building this hospital right up on Bergen Street. Where are we supposed to go? Then they're gonna knock down the slums and build a hospital.
Right.
All I'm saying is just treat a Negro like a man. It is so easy, but the white man will not stand for a black man being a man. He's got to be a boy. Now, if they would just let a black man be a man, none of this would be going down.
That is a shame.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm not done. Where you going?
Well, I think they are making a statement at the police station.
Man, stay here, man. They ain't saying a damn thing over there at that police station, man.
Black power, we want justice, we want black power, we want justice, black power, black power, we want justice. I am James Brett, and I have a message from Mayor Adizio. Listen to me. Mayor Adizio has promised to promote Negro Police Officer Eddie Williams to captain by July 17th that these demonstrations will stop.
Stop your timing, brother. Stop your timing.
Oh, go to hell, man. Go to hell.
I'm tired of this.
Get the hell off the steps, brother. Come join us down here.
Clear the stairs. Clear the stairs. Why don't you people go home?
Darling, with all my heart and soul.
So hurry over to Adams Furniture today. Right, this is a limited sale. G.H. Adams Furniture, 45 Market Street, North. Easy credit terms, no money down, up to 3 years to pay at G.H. Adams. Open every night till 9, Saturday till 6. Come in today and ask for one of my boys.
So get on over there, brothers and sisters. On second thought, maybe you should wait a day or two before venturing downtown. If you go down there now, you might not get any bread, just a knock in your head. You dig? Be careful, brothers and sisters. Be careful.
This is Car 92 requesting information. When can we shoot? Over?
This is Car 36. We've been firing 92. Over.
It's about damn time. Give him hell. Over.
Governor, over here.
Governor, do you consider this a Negro rebellion?
This is a criminal rebellion. It's an anarchy against the government and society in which we live. We are going to make sure society wins.
Governor, do you think the Negroes have a legitimate...
That is the sound of the National Guard on their way into the South Ward. There are a number of residents, white residents, watching. It feels like a parade. Excuse me, can I talk to you? Do you think anything should be done for the Negroes?
Yeah, get better buildings and facilities, stuff like that.
That's probably why it started, because they don't think they're getting a fair shake, you know? They probably look for jobs, and they don't get a chance, you know? You need a chance, that's what it is.
The people that I talk to say the same thing. They need some attention, that's the way it is.
Go, guy! Kill that
nigger!
Kill that nigger! Yeah!
I don't think your neighbors feel the same way.
I
Attention all cars. Attention all cars. Police officers are hereby advised to use all necessary means, including firearms, to defend themselves.
Governor, over here, Governor.
We will be entering an emergency order under our disaster and emergency law, which will forbid the movement of automobiles under certain conditions and forbid the carrying of alcoholic beverages and narcotics in automobiles. And we will try to enforce a curfew at 12 o'clock tonight.
Governor, over here.
What about the mess?
Move along.
Leave me alone.
Hey, you'll be on stress. Move along.
I'm here with the National Guardsman. What's your name?
Bill Porter.
How old are you?
19.
Is that an M15 rifle you're holding?
Yes.
How's it going? It seems pretty chaotic.
Well, we've had orders to keep people moving. A lot of them give us a tough time, but when you actually touch them in the throat with the bayonet, they start to move. Gunfire.
From the guardsman?
I don't know.
This is WNJR, 1430 on your dial. Have a safe night, Newark.
Hey there, brothers and sisters. Sorry I'm late. Never been late for a show in all my life. Traffic is bad out there. I thought Vietnam was thousands of miles away, but I could swear I saw soldiers on the street pointing their guns at me. It's a crazy situation. I almost... Anyway, I'm not gonna let it bother me, brothers and sisters, because it's Friday night, and Jimmy the Jock is here to make you rock. Let's get started, because soon we will be parted.
Governor, sir, there are reports that people have been killed.
Yes, these reports are continually going on. I've heard them over the telecommunication system. A Newark policeman has been shot and critically injured and may die. He's on the operating table now.
Then would you say the situation is deteriorating?
Yes, there is more shooting. There's more danger. There's more difficulty in the coverage of patrols that we have out. It's,
Paging Dr. Stewart. Please come to the emergency room.
I'm in the emergency room of New York City Hospital. A 12-year-old boy, Michael Pugh, of 15th Avenue, New York, has just been brought in an ambulance. Michael has been shot in the side. The incident occurred while he was taking down the garbage. The bullet passed completely through his body, and he is not expected to live. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions about what happened, all right?
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm here with John W. Smith, the cab driver whose arrest sparked the riots that have been occurring the last 2 days. Did you refuse to get out of the patrol car at the 4th Precinct?
I was in no condition to get out because he jabbed me in the groin with a stick. And I don't know how you could hit a nerve center in the dark, but evidently it was a lucky shot because that was the end of the night for me.
You're saying that you couldn't have gotten out of the car even if you wanted to.
I was in intense pain, so they started dragging me through the streets, and this evidently incensed the people of the community.
Do you remember anything else?
You don't have to drag him like that, somebody called out. And I heard somebody else yell, "At least you can carry him." Well, they carried me the rest of the way, but once we got to the door, they threw me in. There were at least 6 or 8 policemen there who began hitting and kicking at me. They took me to a cell and beat on me some more until I thought it would never stop. They held my head over the toilet, and one of them threw water on me from the bowl all over my head. Another one hit me on the head with a gun butt, and I was also hit with a blunt instrument in the side. Finally, they just left me there.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Where there are snipers in these buildings, especially these high-rise buildings and other multiple dwellings, the police and the military forces in the city have just been laying down barrages. Now, there might be one sniper to a building that has 1,400 families in it. These shots are going to all apartments where people are only trying to stay out of trouble and mind their own business. This has to be stopped. There must be some way that we must get to the governor, the mayor, the president, anybody else to stop this senseless thing. These people are supposed to be trained in marksmanship. If it takes 15 to 80 people to shoot into a building to get one sniper, then I say let the sniper shoot.
All right, you tell us.
Clear this area.
Clear, I don't want to.
Get out of here.
your house.
I was in my house.
Go ahead. Right now. Move.
Till I came outside my house now.
Go on. Move. What? Get in your house.
Why do you people talk like that? I'm not doing anything.
Just go on. It's been people killed here today.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not doing anything.
Get in your house.
You talk like I'm your dog. Like you talking to your dog that's in chains.
Leave us alone! Hey, come on! Just leave us alone! Get it down!
Sporadic gunfire has broken out immediately across the street from the hospital. I am following three Newark City policemen into the area where the shooting occurred. It's like a war zone.
Gentlemen, I point out that these police and National Guard have no orders to shoot to kill, and they have no instructions not to defend themselves.
Sir, you mean to say they could shoot? Doesn't that seem contradictory?
They are expected to defend themselves, but they have no orders to shoot to kill.
But what about the allegations?
I'm in the Hayes housing building where a shooting has just occurred.
Ambulance! Ambulance! We need some help here!
A woman has been shot. She's bleeding out her neck. There are children here. It's chaos.
Clear this area here! Clear this area! All you black niggers, get upstairs!
Hold your fire! Hold your fire!
Police have hung a white sheet out of the window.
Get away from the window!
National Guard, hold your fire! Do you copy? State Police, hold your fire! Does anybody copy?
Call an ambulance for my mother!
Boy, get away from that window!
She's dying!
It's Jimmy the Jock on a Saturday night. A night for love, right? So let's love. L-O-V-E. Repeat after me. Peace, love, truth. Peace, love, truth. Just stop what you're doing. Say it with me, please. Peace, love, truth. That's all we need.
Do you copy? You're shooting at each other. National Guardsmen, you're shooting at buildings and sparks fly, so we think there are snipers. Be sure of your targets. Hold your fire!
Call an ambulance for my mother!
What was she doing in front of the window anyway?
She was trying to get y'all to stop shooting at us.
She's dead. She's dead.
Oh, God.
Hey there. Stop it. Stop it.
You're not going to arrest him.
He swung at me.
His mother is dead.
Calm down, son. Just calm down.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
You kids have got to stay away from that window. Do you want to end up like your mother?
11. It's 11 of us.
Sniper fire from open windows kills two policemen, a fire captain shot in the back while answering a false alarm, and several bystanders. Scores of police, troopers, guardsmen, and civilians are wounded. Because of widespread looting, 8 emergency food centers are set up to supply milk, bread, and cereal to besieged and terrorized residents.
It's Sunday morning. It poured all last night. Looks like it's really going to open up soon. There's nobody really out.
I am ordering the withdrawal of the National Guard because the rioting and looting in Newark has all but ended, and the sniping is so sporadic that it is almost non-existent. Soon, electricity will be restored, garbage removed, roads cleaned, mail delivered, businesses open, public transportation put back on a normal schedule, and so on. People will feel safe to walk the streets again.
Governor, do you really believe the riots are over?
Yes, I do. The primary mission to restore law and order has been accomplished.
Governor,
I've never been so happy to see the rain. I usually like the rain because it's romantic. But on today, this Sunday, it means an end to this madness. The madness of 1,000 Negroes in jail. God knows how many dead, hospitalized, and these National Guardsmen invading our streets, treating all Negroes like criminals. This injustice has been going on for a long time, brothers and sisters. This fight ain't over. What?
Stop that.
What?
I'll take you off the air.
Oh, off the air, buddy. My boss doesn't like what I'm saying. I don't give a damn. I'm speaking the truth.
So hurry over to Adams Furniture today. Right. This is a limited sale. G.H. Adams Furniture, 45 Market Street North. Easy credit terms, no money down, up to 3 years to pay at G.H. Adams. Open every night till 9, Saturday till 6. Come in today and ask for one of my boys.
Mayor Adonisio, what is your assessment of the situation now?
It's all gone. The whole town is gone. It's all over.
Line up to the right to get your food.
Thank you.
If you cut ahead in the food line, you will be forced to go to the back of the line. Line up in an orderly fashion.
I'm just a cab driver. I didn't start a riot. I was just a victim of circumstances. Could have happened to anybody. You want a justification, something to explain what happened? There is no justification. I may have assisted the police in jumping to a hasty conclusion. That's all. People here do not communicate at all with the community. In a way, I was proud of them that they wanted to protest gross injustice. But at the same time, I was sad that they were getting hurt. Nothing good could come from it. It's something to have unarmed people getting shot down like that. And when you are a direct part of it, the influences are much more dynamic. It was like a bad dream. I was lying in a cell, and outside people were getting shot, and the city was exploding.
5 days of rioting left 26 dead. 24 of whom were African American. Police or National Guardsmen shot approximately 18 of the 26 people killed during the riots. No Newark police, state troopers, or National Guard were ever indicted. In 1970, Mayor Hugh Adonisio was convicted of extortion. Governor Hughes served as the Chief Justice of the New Jersey Supreme Court from 1973 to 1979. On April 1, 1968, John Smith was found guilty of assaulting one of his arresting officers. An all-white jury sentenced him to 2 years in jail. The conviction was repealed 4 years later. You have been listening to 5 Days in July, written by playwright Tracy Scott Wilson, directed by Chuck Schultz, and produced by Esther Podemski. Thanks to our cast and crew, Arnold Baker, David Wilson Barnes, Aaliyah Chapman, Chad L. Coleman, Bernadette Drayton, Kevin Gear, Dion Graham, Mark Damon Johnson, Tom Lyons, Kevin Michael Kennedy, Bruce McVitie, Brandon O'Neill Scott, Sharon Washington, and William Wise. A very special thanks to Executive Editor Marty Goldenson, Sound Mixers Lisa M. Gray and David Rapkin, Sound Editor John Kalish, Dramaturgy Charles Potter, Sound Effects Artists David Shin and Bruce D'Ambrosio, and recording engineers Charles Morrow,